On the October 6th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Virginia cornerback Marcus Hamilton. Hamilton, a senior who leads the team with 3 interceptions, talked about the team's morale in the upcoming game against East Carolina.
Just the morale of a football team, the attitude of a football team. However you beat Duke, by how many points, you beat Duke 37-0. What has that done for the spirit of this football team, Marcus?
It just shows us that we can compete. Duke has good athletes. I don't know why people always say Duke's not a good football team. They have athletes on scholarship who've been recruited by other schools also. So they're a very good team with very good athletes. And it just helps us out. It gives us confidence going into this week and the rest of the year that we can put together a complete game. And when we do that, we're tough to beat.
Do you notice that difference Monday when you go to practice? Guys have a little bit more pep in their step or kick in their gait or whatever?
That's true. We have a lot more pep in our step, and a lot of guys are laughing and joking rather than hanging their heads a little bit. And that's what we need. There's no sense in hanging our heads and being disappointed in what we've done in the past. And we got a victory, so we need to build upon that.
For you all to go out and perform the way you did on the road, was that a character win for Virginia football?
I think so, but to the same thing, we can't worry about what the fans or what they think about it, whether it's a rebuilding year, whether they give up on us or not. That's for them to decide, and we just got to keep playing football. But it was a good win for us and something that we needed very badly.
Virginia defensive back Marcus Hamilton, has it been difficult to keep that huddle tight when you have some disappointing losses? Maybe some guys might be straying from the pack a little bit. How do you keep that huddle tight?
Because it's a team. It's a team effort. No one person can say, I didn't cause us to lose the game. And with that mentality, there's no reason for us to separate as a team. There's no reason for us to have division in the locker room because everybody can do something to improve and help us win the next game.
I look back at Saturday. I feel like you all made a jump as a defense again. You've been solid all year. Now you become disruptive and force 5 turnovers. Was that a big jump forward for you all?
Oh, it's been a goal this whole year to get turnovers and get sacks. And some games it happens more so than others. And we were able to capitalize on some of the mistakes that Duke was making this past Saturday. So it was important for us to go out there and capitalize on those mistakes and get turnovers for offense.
You know, when you look at the box score, it looks like offense scores touchdowns. But then you see the drives, 1 yard, 8 yards, 15 yards. Those are set up by defense. You all have got to take pride when you see an offensive drive that's a result of something like that.
And we do, because anytime we can get the ball back for our offense, there's one more chance that they get to move the ball down the field. And we were fortunate to be getting turnovers and interceptions. And on their side of the ball was made our offense have very little field to move, which is helpful for us. As a whole team, we just need to continue to work on that, get that mentality, and give our offense the ball with a short field, and we'll have some success.
2 more interceptions for Marcus Hamilton and the strip sack. Tell us about that play. The defensive back gets pressure on the quarterback, huh?
We talked about it all week. We had a play going in that would send me off the edge, and it was a lot of fun. I just saw an opportunity for me to go in there. He held onto the ball, and I was able to hit him, and the ball came up, and Fitz made a good play on it.
Is that a transformation in your game and in your mentality? You know, 2 years ago, I never thought of Marcus Hamilton as a hitter. I thought of you more as, you know, Deion Sanders, a coverage guy on the outside. Are you much more of an aggressive hitter now than you used to be early in your career?
I think so. That's one of the things I try to focus on this year, is to be more physical, not only in jamming the receivers and running with the receivers, but also putting hits on the running back and quarterback, because in the game of football, you have to be physical. You can't just be a cover guy anymore, you know, so you have to be able to tackle. You have to be able to disrupt things. And so that's one of my goals had been coming to the year, be more physical. And I think the weight room work that I put in and the stuff with Coach E has helped out a lot.
Yours is an aggressive defense with Mike London at the helm. How much of that activity and the different looks and some of the blitzes comes from the secondary with the athletes that you have back there?
I think a lot of it does. You know, we move around a lot, so you can never get a beat on what exactly we're doing, and our disguises are pretty good. So I think a lot of it has to do with the ability that we have in the secondary, and that's something we haven't had here in a while, which allows us to be a lot more aggressive than we have been before.
5th-year senior defensive back Marcus Hamilton, how young is your defense? Of the 33 guys on the 3-deep, you have 2, count them, 2 seniors, you and Tony Franklin. At the same time, when you look around and you see these young athletes who are emerging, Fitzgerald, Copper, Appleby, guys like that, is there an excitement in watching them grow and develop?
It is. That just proves that in the future we're going to be very good. We're only going to lose 2 guys next year, me and Tony. That means that on our defense we're going to have 9 guys back who have played substantial roles this year in becoming a dominant defense. So that's just exciting for Virginia football.
Let's look ahead. Now you try to put together back-to-back wins. on the road again, three consecutive weeks. Are you tired of the little yellow school bus at this point?
I mean, it's no problem. It's just it's a game of football, and anytime you get the chance to play home or away, it's exciting. And they do a lot of things that could give us problems, so we have to make sure we study a lot of film and sure up the things that we need to do to get a victory.
Everybody, when they talk about ECU, talks about that West Virginia game a couple of weeks ago. What have you seen from that game at this point?
They're very good. They have a lot of guys like number two, Allison, and the quarterback, and other receivers are very good. They can spread the ball out, and that doesn't keep as many people inside in the box as most teams would like. And so that's why I feel like they were able to do a lot of things against West Virginia.
So they're creative. At the same time, when I watched that game a couple of weeks ago, they looked like they were pretty fast. Are they fast offensively?
Oh, no. They're very fast, and they have guys who can run. And so that's another thing we have to just make sure we keep an eye on, is not letting them get in open space and always be with somebody, have somebody on your hip when you're running so you can keep an eye on them and keep contain on them.
Last thing, Marcus, let's talk about the defensive formula for victory. Al in the past has talked generally about three turnovers, three sacks a game, something like that. Do you all put your finger on numbers like that? What is your defensive formula going into a game like East Carolina?
We would like to get turnovers and we like to get sacks, but basically we just want to have our offense have one more point than them. And with one more point than them, allows us to have the victory. So not just saying it's only one point. We can be win by 50. It doesn't really matter. We just want to have at least one more point than them so we can have a win. And any way we can stop the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, and make him throw the ball under duress and get in third and long situations, then I think we can have some success.